Hello and welcome to Unrequested with Rad and Shank. I'm Rad.
This is Shank.
And today's episode, Jennifer, is...
What are some real but crazy facts that could save your life on
that
Reddit?
Sounds so fun.
Yeah.
Real but crazy facts that could save your life. I love when we do these kind of episodes where we like this is something you didn't know, or what facts. Like, what was that one we did where it was like, was it a holiday and it was like international and we were looking at different countries, how they celebrated it, what traditions they had. Do you remember that episode?
Oh my goodness. It was, we were talking about like, you know, like Hansel and Gretel and
True
Tales.
Oh, fairy tales.
It.
Yes.
That's what that episode was.
There was another one where we talked
we
about like traditions and different, like
different
weird
countries.
Traditions.
Yeah.
I love stuff like that, man. You know, because if you're going to have fun and listen to something, you might as well learn something, right?
I'm ready for my mind to be blown.
Speaking of which, let's just dive right in because I feel like we're going to have a lot of fun ones we're going to want to talk about.
I think so.
Jennifer, why don't you? I don't know why I can't form a sentence. Jennifer.
Hello.
Why don't you hit us with that first crazy fact?
This fact that could save your life. I wonder if I should say the username, Smacked with a Ruler. That's their username.
Okay.
That's actually kind of a fun username.
That is a fun username.
Let's not. Okay. But that was a fun one. Okay.
Carjacks are for lifting, not holding, because the amount of people that go under their cars while their car is on a jack is crazy because it's not going to hold the car. It's just to lift the car. So you're playing with fire if you get under the car.
But you always see the mechanics under it.
No, not under a car jack. They put the jack stands.
Oh, got it.
They have that car lift. Yeah.
So
it up.
When you lift a car,
if you're in your driveway and you put it on a car jack, then you have to put the car lifts underneath it.
That's
they're
right.
Like, they look like little cones.
Little triangles.
Yeah. I remember those. You know, I was always afraid to use even the car jack because when to where it connects, I was always worried it's going to jack
it's
up
so
the paint.
Tiny. Yeah. You were worried about the paint?
Well, because the teeth, it's like metal, right? And then it's got to hook into a specific part of your car. And I always thought as it lifted it up, it would like bend it. Or, you know, it would ruin the car.
My dad, I remember a long time ago, my dad was doing something underneath his car and the jack it shifted and the car fell on his hand and he had to unjack himself.
That phrase sounds funny. I'm not laughing at what happened to your dad.
But he had to unjack himself out and he was fine, but he said the pressure was real on his hand.
My God. Hey, how was the last time you've jacked a car up? And
I thought you were gonna say something. My brain was like, that was in like,
I know where your brain went. When was the last time you jacked a car up? And why? What was the circumstances? What were you doing?
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Did you have a flat? Were you changing your brake pads?
I think it was last year.
Oh, okay.
Or it was one of those years where this is the only flat change that I do remember. Uh-huh. It was the last time I did, was we were coming from Grand Junction.
Okay.
And I think we were in my car or something to that effect. And we were over there out on 6th, coming down 6th, getting ready to hit Sable area. But we were like, let's go get some Popeyes before we go back home. And sure enough, boom. So I had to pull off to the side and change the tire. While I was changing it, I was trying to beat a rainstorm coming. Mm-hmm. It was a crazy day.
Dang.
And we still went and got...
That was like a year ago.
We got Popeyes. That was like, I think that was like 2-3 years ago.
But you got your fried chicken.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Man, Popeyes.
Yep. And then we got everything. That was when we were in the apartment. So we had to unload, walk everything up.
And so with all the modern cars, so it was a donut, right? Because they don't have full-size tires anymore.
Nah,
cars,
man.
Full-size spares. No, it was
it was a donut.
Oh,
it was a donut.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I guess I get it because then you don't have to carry a full-size spare. Mm-hmm. I mean, the last time for me, man, I think it was like 2010-ish, and it was at work.
Really?
Yeah, it was at work. It was in the snow. I remember this because one of the employees had a flat.
Uh-huh.
And Randall and I were like, we can change it. And I think someone else was out there trying to change it, and they were like smacking their hand and messing it up. So I think I was like, I'll go help. And Randall was like, yeah, I can come take a look. And we both went out there, and they were just, I don't know what they were trying to do. But they couldn't get the lug nuts. It was because it was snowing. It was freezing outside.
Yeah, and slippery.
But the way the angle they were doing was weird. So then I remember asking the person, do you have a towel or shirt or something? I'm going to get under here. which you should not get under a car with a jack.
Yeah.
There was something we had to do to the tire, so I had to, like, I was like, I need to put something on the snow. So they had, like, a shirt in their trunk and put it down. Uh-huh. I remember getting down on the ground for some reason. Yeah. I don't remember why I had to get underneath, but then we were able to get the lug nuts loose and change the tire. But I remember doing a lot for people back then.
Yeah.
Like, when it was, like, blizzarding, I remember going out and digging people's cars out.
I remember that.
Yeah. I don't know. I just feel like people... You just want to be helpful. But
yeah,
the last time I did it wasn't even my own car. I think the time before that was when we were at your dad's house and Mike had that fancy jack because, you know, you do those.
You spin it.
Well, it looks like the kind that you look at. Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
It's like the kind they do at a race in races.
At the races. Yeah. Because
you always pull out your little sad little jack.
Uh-huh.
And then we went to Jennifer's house and Mike was like, oh, I'll swap out your pads. I'm like, well, how fast can he do that? And then he just pulled this thing from like this corner of the garage and rolled it underneath and put the handle and it's like,
yeah.
And my car was like, felt like it was on, it was a toy. It was like flipping around on this jack, and I was like, wow, that's an amazing jack.
What are you doing for dinner tonight?
It wasn't like the one where you know the stupid jack where you're like, you have to keep it in the little thing and you're trying to turn it. You're like, oh, God damn it, and it comes out. You're like,
yeah, Caesar's gonna hang out some time after this.
As soon as we get this tire changed, you know, we can go grab something to eat.
And grab some beers.
Maybe some Popeyes.
Yeah, maybe some Popeyes.
That was a good one.
Good fact. We played with that one a little bit.
Yeah. Okay. So if you find yourself
juggling it,
ration, or if you find yourself stranded, you know, we live near the mountains and sometimes we go hiking. Mm-hmm. So just keep in mind if you find yourself stranded or in a desert or somewhere, ration your sweat and not water. And don't drink all your water in one go. Because the rate that you'll dehydrate and overheat if you're exerting yourself, like walking or hiking too fast or climbing over things in the heat, it'll kill you much quicker. So conserve your energy.
Well, conserve your perspiration because you'll dehydrate from sweating is what they're saying, right?
Yeah. So you want to conserve your energy if you're sweating a lot because then you'll dehydrate quicker.
I would have never thought that.
Oh, wow.
I'd have never thought that.
Budget your sweat equity.
Budget yours. Yeah, man.
Interesting.
These are the kind of facts where it's like, it's so logical, but in those moments, it just wouldn't be logical to you.
Yeah.
You'd be like, gotta keep moving.
Gotta keep moving.
Right? Because if I sit still, I'm not going to get anywhere. Like, that's actually a good one.
That's good. Yeah.
Someone said, if you are lost and you're in a foresty area, try to stay put rather than wander around. It makes it much harder for rescuers to find you if you keep moving.
That makes sense.
Yeah. I know. If I got lost in a forest or something, I'd be wandering around, like, go this way, go that way.
I need to find a road. Yeah. I need to find...
Our instinct would be to find our way back.
Yeah.
You'd be confident that you eventually are going to... Because what do we always say? We're going to run into something.
You're going to run into something.
Right?
Remember when you got lost...
Huh?
Remember you got lost in we were doing the incline.
Oh.
Remember you got lost? Remember you were trying to cut this mountain?
I fell down the side of the mountain.
Uh-huh.
On the way down, I forgot about
that.
Dude.
And you got, you legitimately, your heart was beating fast.
Well, because I thought I was taking a short, I saw a path, and it, you know, because the way down was like this. God, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. Ch-ch-ch. But then I saw one go straight down. I was like, oh, well, I'll just follow this path. It's a path, obviously. And then I, boom, out of nowhere. Remember, I told you I fell.
Yeah.
And I just started sliding down the side of the mountain. It was like a steep. And I'm like trying to grab tree branches. I'm sliding down.
Oh, my God.
So then I hit these rocks. And I'm like, oh, God, okay. All right. And then I see water bottles, trash. And I'm like, okay. So someone's been this way. I'm like, okay, so I'm not completely off.
Yeah.
And I was like, eventually I have to hit the trail again. And I'll never break this fucking guy. Comes out of like the trees. And he's all, oh, thank God. You guys, I'm lost. And I was like, oh, okay. So we're not
like 10 minutes, Rad.
It was so funny. In my head, the way it plays back, he just kind of stumbled out of like some bushes. It was like, oh my God, how long have you been out here?
But then did he jump back in the bush and was
gone?
Then
he like went off on his own. He was like, okay. And he just kind of walked off. And I was like, well, do I follow him?
Yeah.
And so then I was like, no, wait, okay, I think I went left, so the trail would still be maybe going down at this angle to the right.
Oh, my
God. And so it was like, I was off track for 45 minutes or something.
Yeah.
And then finally, I hit the trail. And as soon as I hit the trail, I was like, okay, this is the, I turned the corner and I caught up to like a group of our friends and I was like, oh. And so I had actually shaved time off by going there. But
yeah,
dude, I totally that forgot scary, about that. Man.
Yeah.
Oh, snap.
Snakes
I did get
out
lost.
There and everything,
the,
man.
I'm on the side of a mountain.
It wasn't like it could have turned out worse.
Yeah, man.
That, oh my gosh. Shank. Yeah, you survived.
completely forgot about that.
You survived.
Man, the part when I started, when I fell, I was like, what is happening? Like there was, because you remember going down was like at an angle, but you could like walk it.
Uh-huh.
Suddenly it was just to where you couldn't stand
up.
I was basically sliding down a mountain.
Yeah.
And like trying to grab trees so I didn't go too fast.
I just remember you disappearing. I'm like, hey, he's gone, y'all. Yeah.
And then other people were like, I didn't
know
where you were.
See him at the Mexican restaurant.
Right. And they were like, he didn't pass us.
Yeah.
So we don't know where he went.
Yeah.
And then I ended up passing a bunch of you because, like I said, I shaved a bunch of time going that way.
Yeah, but, you did.
Yeah, but dude, the part with when I finally stopped at this random rock and I was like, where am I? And then I really looked around and when I saw, I swear, I don't know why, but this wave of relief when I saw water bottles.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, okay, someone's been this way.
Yeah, someone's been this way.
And I assume they found their way out.
Yep. Oh,
and
man.
And then when the other guy, that was more relief because I'm like, okay, I'm not the only one out here.
You ain't the only one out here. Yeah, man. Oh, my gosh.
And he didn't like, hey, let's find our way together. Or maybe we should try this. He was just like, all right. And he just kind of walked off into some other path. And I think he went left.
Yeah. He went deeper.
I knew.
Some say he's still there.
I trusted my sense, but to that point, I trusted my sense of direction. I was like, I'm telling you, I think it's to the right, right? I feel it. But to that point, had I got further lost, that's a big mountain.
That's a big mountain.
The incline,
man.
That's a big mountain to be lost on, man. I mean, you've got, God, there was hundreds of people on that mountain that day, but what are hundreds of people on the side of a mountain?
Yeah.
Like your ants.
Yeah,
you
know you
what
are.
I'm saying?
Yeah.
Good memory, dude. Good memory.
Yeah.
All right, Jennifer, what you got?
On also on that note, the SERE manual is available for free online if you'd like to know more. It is the Air Force Personnel Downed Behind Enemy Lines training. So SERE is for Survival, Evasion, Resistance, and Escape.
Wow.
Wow. Okay. If you're into that, right?
Yeah. Download the manual.
If you want to know how to survive out there on your own.
But you know what? Angie and I have been talking. We actually want to start accumulating an emergency kit.
Yeah. I think that's important.
Like, I'm talking like
a go bag,
a generator. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Duct tape.
Flashlights, bro.
Flashlights with the big bag. I'm talking like just the.
Smart.
And then obviously.
Just smart. It's smart.
Food,
you know,
water,
food, a gun, bullets,
and
water.
In Guam, everyone had that because the power constantly went out.
Mm-hmm.
So you were always prepared with your generator. You always had gas. You always had water.
Mm-hmm.
I remember getting in trouble for drinking the water that was like on the side of the house.
Mm-hmm.
These boxes of water. And I was like, well, what the hell? My dad's like, boy, that's for when the power is emergency. I was like, oh, shoot.
Uh-huh,
I don't know. Like, you don't want to be like the full-on doomsday prepper, but you're right. When actually, you know how where I stand on guns.
Gotta have an emergency bag.
Where we stand on guns. But Jennifer brought up a good point when we started talking to Craig, you know, our friend who's a police officer and a gun instructor, safety gun instructor. When he started telling us those things, and he came over and he was explaining, you know, the safety. Jennifer had a good point because this is in the middle of isolation and things are getting weird.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, in our area, you know, there's been a lot of shootings.
Mm-hmm.
And so Jennifer was like, you know, what if something went down and we're the only people that don't have these things?
Like the zombies are coming.
Yeah. That's exactly what she said. Actually, she said, what if the zombie box and we're the only ones that don't have weapons? And I was like, that's actually a good point.
That's a good point.
And so when Craig came over, first thing he said, he was like, he pulled all these things out of his pockets and he was like, he had guns, he had knives, he had pepper spray, and then he had flashlights on him, plural, right? And I was like, he was like, yeah, so you want to have a flashlight here? And I was like, so do you have flashlights? And dude, we had no flashlights in the house. We just said, you know, we had one a while back and it broke, and then Jalen had this mag light and I think he took it when he moved out, and we just, you know, you first world, right? You just, your power doesn't go out, and when it does, you go outside and you just don't think of those things.
Yeah.
So it was like, it really was eye opening. He's like, you don't even have a flashlight in your house. And we were like, oh, so then I went on like a spin, like I became obsessed. I bought flashlights for downstairs. I put a flashlight by each side, all sides of our beds. So she's got one, I've got one. Then I put flashlights in our cars because it was like, I felt so dumb that I didn't have a flashlight. You know, and that was to be the first thing you would want.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Like even Craig said, if someone's in your house, a flashlight, just turning a flashlight like this before your weapon is smart. It'll deter the person. It'll scare them. Right. He's like, so lead with the flashlight. But if you're, you know, going around, you don't even have a flashlight, you know, that's how accidents happen. I was like, oh, okay.
Oh my God.
You know, so you're on the right track, man.
Yeah. Man.
We need to do better. Like when you're talking about like DuckTales, like you're right. I don't have any of those things.
Yeah. And on top of that, we were thinking about putting together like a rendezvous point for family, you know, like
that's so smart. If the shit hits the fan.
Yeah.
We all go
these
here.
Our numbers. Yeah. Like disposable phones are in there. We'll be able to have battery packs. If you don't hear from us at this point, we're here. We'll be here for 48 hours. And then after that, we're transitioning into this
That's
point.
Smart, man.
So we're thinking like that.
Well, you know what?
Is that too deep?
No, I can dig it. I mean, we had a plan like that. Our plan was like, we're just going to go to Craig's.
Oh.
But where does he live now?
No, but I was just going to say that. But Craig moved.
Craig
but,
moved?
Yeah, but Craig used to live right by us, remember?
Where'd he move now?
I don't know. But he did. He got a house up near the airport that's being built. But not to put his information out there. But we were laughing. But we told him. He even said it. He was like, y'all just come over here. Because he had an armory and he had like
y'all
everything.
Y'all just come over here.
And so we were like, yeah, we're just going to go to Craig's. Like, Jennifer, we just need enough shit to get to Craig's house. And then we're good.
Yeah.
But I think that, you know, some people might say, like, that's too much. But what does it take to be prepared like that?
Yeah.
Okay, so you make a plan. Boom, that's it. And maybe you never have to use it. And maybe you never have to do it again. But you have one.
But you got one.
Right? Mm-hmm. Failing to prepare is preparing to fail. Mm-hmm. So it never hurts to prepare a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I said, you don't got to go full on doomsday prepper, but okay, we have go bags, we have the things we need, and here's where we want all of our family to get together so we can all be together.
Yep.
Right? So I think that's good, man.
Yeah.
I think your head's in the right place.
Let's see what happens.
Yeah. Next one, Jen.
Never try to fix a microwave.
Ooh. Okay.
Even when they're unplugged, they can hold enough current to kill you.
Wow. What? Do you think anyone would be dumb enough to try to fix
Why would I need to fix a microwave? What would I be doing? What would I need to do?
Let's say it quit turning, right?
I'm not going in.
Here's the thing. You could see those fiddlers, those people who fiddle with things and like...
Oh, I could
see
it.
Because I'll tell you what, I came home one time and Jennifer had taken apart the washing machine. And all the wires were exposed and everything. And I'm like, how would you even know how to fix this?
Yeah.
YTU. YouTube University.
YouTube.
But still, I was kind of like shocked that she had the bravery.
Yeah, no, to, like, I was going to say, I'd be too scared to do that.
Fiddle with the wires and stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm not the one. Like, the dishwasher, she completely took that apart, but she's fixed it. Now she's had to fix it a few times. We actually need to get a new one. But she's actually fixed it a few times to where, because of taking it apart.
Money to my GoFundMe.
For a new dishwasher. but yeah, the microwave, I don't know. To your point. It would never cross. Maybe the door. Like, oh, let me see if I can fix this door. But, yeah, it would never cross my mind to take that apart. No.
I'm good.
But if you ever.
Because I know me.
But anyone who's like a fiddler or like, I love taking things apart and understand, just stay away.
Stay away.
Stay away from that mess.
I wish I would have saw this one earlier. It's back to surviving like in the mountains or the woods.
Yeah.
If you are in a forest with a bunch of crickets or grasshoppers, the chirping should not be annoying. It's a sign of your safety because they stop chirping when something big is moving close to them.
So that must have been a cricket last night in the garage.
Oh.
So I came in the garage, right? And I don't know. There's these things called simmies. We call them simmies in Japan. I don't know what they're called here, but it's like a looks like a butterfly, but not. But it looks like basically looks like a cockroach with like butterfly wings. That's the best way I can describe it.
Oh yeah. I know what you're talking about.
So Jennifer got a video of one on the garage. I came in the garage last night, and the noise was like
loud,
unreal.
No way. Yeah.
It's like, you know, and so I thought it was a bird in the garage.
It was that loud?
It was so loud, it was echoing throughout the garage, right? And I can't, you can't, listen, this is a Asian superstition, but you cannot allow a bird to enter the domicile. Any edges, any openings in your house.
Yeah.
Okay. If you remember, I don't know if you know this, but the night of my accident, a bird flew into the gym.
I remember you told me that. Yep.
And we were trying to get the bird out, and then my accident happened. And then my mom was trying to figure out why it happened, and she had me running through my day. And then when she found out that the bird had come into the gym, that's when she, right? And so it's a bad omen.
Yeah.
So I was like freaking out last night. I'm thinking it's a bird because it's so loud.
Yeah.
So I'm walking around the garage, and I walk towards the bikes in the back corner, and it stops. And I told Jennifer, I was like, yeah, and then it stopped. So I was like, okay, and I see this bug on the ground, but I think it's one of those semis, is what we call it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because it looks like that. And so as I start to walk away, it gets louder and louder and louder.
Mm-mm.
And then I walk towards it. I mean, it seriously mutes. And then I was like, okay, well, I'm in the right area. That must be, because I didn't get close enough. You know, garages, the light hit cast weird over objects. So I'm like, it could be a bug that I'm looking at right there. It could be just a weird dot spot, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm looking for a broom to like kill it, because it is loud, Shank.
Oh.
You know, and it's one. One is making all that racket. And I know, man, people might be like, how you kill a bug just because it's making noise? I don't know, man. It was just, in that moment, I was like, let's kill the motherfucker.
Yeah, he dies.
Right. You're disturbing my peace. So I get the broom and I come over and whack.
You
right?
got
now,
it?
Now, I don't know for sure because it gets quiet when you get close to it.
So
I hit it, boom. And so then I, this is the funny part. I start walking in circles around the garage to see if it starts making noise, and it doesn't. So I was like, okay, that must have been, and I must have got it.
Uh-huh. Right?
So I went and told Jennifer, and she goes, I think that was a cricket, but now we know for sure. So that's actually a cool fact.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's a fact because I witnessed it firsthand last night. You know what I'm saying? It was kind of interesting because I swear I've been in the like around crickets and those fools did not care that I was getting near. They're just like louder.
Like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Hi, hi.
Like they was claiming they're in their legs. Yeah. 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 Oh, you want to come around here?
Because you know that's how they do it. They rub their legs together, I think.
That's interesting.
I know, right?
That it makes such that kind of sound. Yeah. It now I feel bad that I took it out.
Oh.
But that's what happens when you breach the perimeter of the domicile.
Domi.
All right, what do you got?
If you're bit by a snake.
Okay.
Don't suck out the snake venom.
Really?
Doesn't work. Just take a picture of the snake from a distance so it can be identified so you can have the proper antivenom. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Antivenom. And that's it. So don't all those times.
I kind of knew.
Yeah, that was always kind of, how are you going to get?
Because then you're getting the poison in your mouth.
Yeah.
But then you spit it out.
And then you spit it out.
Still in your mouth.
But you don't know if you got it all out. And now you're sick.
Just put it in your mouth.
Where did that even come from, though? Like
probably from the movies.
Movies.
Yeah.
Movies.
Guarantee it.
Suck it out.
They were like,
suck on it.
Yeah, this would be funny. You go to I see so many movies in my head right now. You gotta suck the venom out. I ain't sucking the venom out.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that's just, I think I kind of knew that was BS, mm-hmm. but it's good to know for sure.
I will tell you this though. Whenever we're like out in public or when we were at Red Rocks and you got lost that time, remember we seen a bull snake?
Yes.
Remember we seen that? Yes. It was huge.
I don't like snakes. I can't do snakes.
I freak out when I see it in its natural habitat versus not contained.
Bro, I can't see it in a yard.
I haven't seen anything out there yet.
So our name, one time there was a snake thing. And I'm actually, like, I'm like this right now, but I'm actually happy I wasn't home. Now, this is the least manliest, like, admission I can make right now. I'm like, I'm glad I wasn't home to protect my family from the snake. So I was like at work or something, and Jennifer's like, there's a snake in the yard. And I was like, oh, shit. And I was like, what are we going to do? And she goes, it's okay. I text Ben, who was our neighbor.
The best neighbor ever,
by the way.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, well, if it's still there when I get home, and of course I'm like, begrudgingly, I guess I'll handle it. Right?
Yeah.
So then Jennifer said Ben came like bolting over the fence.
I just texted him. I said, oh my God, there's a snake in my yard. And then 2 seconds later, he was he just appeared, and he had this long ass stick with grippers on the end. He was like, "Where is it?"
Yeah, he's like, "Jen, where is it? We can't have snakes in the because he in his head like it's gonna spread his you know." So he was like, "We gotta handle this now."
He just had a kid. Yeah.
He popped out, got his dick hanging out.
Where the fuck's stick at? Not this one.
Where's it at?
But like the way she explained it, she was like, he came and basically was like jumping over the fence, like. Where's the snake? Did. You know, like
show me the snake.
Hey, John.
So,
yeah.
So then he got because you use those grippers because you know you get the snake to attack that and you close the grippers and it wraps around the stick. But if you don't have it tight enough, it can come
it
down.
Can come
you know.
Down.
So she said he was running down the street with the snake like oh shit like this because he was trying to let it out in a field down the down past our
yeah.
He was gonna kill it, but I think my sister was there or something. And he grabbed it, ran out front, and then he had something to smack it in the head. And my sister was like, "No, don't
she
kill
said,
it!
Don't do it, Jody!"
I know.
He's all. It is all sitting
it's
there with
die.
This.
I think he ran down the street and killed it.
He's sitting there with a hammer, and he's like, "God damn it!" He slides back his toolbox. Okay, let's go let this out in the field. Gets around the corner. Gets around the corner like that.
He comes back home. It's done.
Yeah,
it's done.
I let it go. It's free from pain.
Blood on your hand.
Oh, I just scraped my hand on a fence. Or going running the corner.
Yeah,
that was awesome. That was awesome of him because he was a great neighbor, man. He to that point he would do stuff like that all the time.
Is he still the neighbor or
no,
did he move?
He moved.
Yeah, they got a house built out in Castle Rock and got a really nice place.
Oh,
that was like 10 years ago.
That was 10 years ago.
Yeah. Why am I putting people's business out there?
Oh, lives on Drury Lane.
Yeah, and a guy named Ben lives in Castle Rock.
You know that shopping area? You know the house with that?
Yeah,
that
you know Ben.
That one.
All right, let's do two more.
If we don't live near the ocean, but sometimes we may visit the ocean.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you may not know this. If the ocean water suddenly recedes at the beach you're at, a tsunami, tsunami is probably coming. Run and don't look at the fish. I don't know what that means.
Well, when the water pulls back. The fish are left, kind of like in a cartoon, right?
Yeah,
when the water pulls,
yeah.
You see all the fish flapping around. Now, that's a little, because I'm from the islands, it's a little misleading because water recedes to make waves, period.
Uh-huh.
Right? So that's how people surf, right?
Uh-huh.
So it's going to do that. So don't people like, oh my God, tsunami. Now, if you see massive to where the fish are left behind
and
it
it's
goes,
an immediate
then
pull.
It's like creating a wall. It sucks. It pulls back to...
Do it again.
Right? Ooh. So there's levels.
Yeah.
You can't be like on vacation like, tsunami.
Yeah.
Chill.
In 2004, there was a tsunami and they noted a lot of the tourists that were on the beach, they saw the water go back. So they started picking up shells and stuff that were all exposed. And then minutes later, a huge wave came.
Yeah.
The end.
Oh, no.
The end.
Oh.
That's a good story.
Oh. You break me hard.
What else you got? Well, I guess we could do two more now. That was a short one.
Let's see.
Yeah, I was like, I don't have anything to connect on that one. Other than the movie. Have y'all seen the movie where they...
With Owen Wilson?
Oh.
I have not seen that.
You have not?
I remember it coming out. It's good?
Oh, you got to watch it.
It was about that tsunami that hit Shanghai?
Shanghai? Thailand?
Over in Asia. The one that like drowned the whole, like it was massive.
No Escape.
Mm-hmm. Gwyneth Paltrow, I think, is in it. I think you get
Owen
a little.
Owen Wilson, Lake Bell, and Pierce
Brosnan. Oh. Don't mess up my man Pierce's name. Former James Bond, Pierce Brosnan.
I totally flipped the S in the end, like over and over. I was like,
y'all need to watch that, like tonight.
Yeah, it's good.
I think you should.
I remember it came out,
intense.
I was like, I don't know if I want to watch Owen Wilson in like a serious thriller.
It's intense.
Okay.
I think you should watch it.
Okay. Yeah.
I watched it a couple times.
It's that good.
It's that good.
Now, I know you like natural disaster type movies.
Yeah,
and stuff,
you
but
know
is
I
that
do.
Good?
It's that good.
Okay. Mm. I would not expect that.
I think you should watch it. It's
okay.
Intense.
Okay. Recommendation taken.
It's intense.
All right.
If anyone offers you a bite of polar bear liver, make sure you decline. because it contains a fatal amount of vitamin A if eaten.
First,
by a human.
Where would that happen? Where would
polar
that happen?
Polar bear liver?
Yeah, where would that happen? Where would you be?
Somewhere
where...
in Asia.
Or Antarctica.
And maybe Antarctica, but it's a polar bear.
I pictured like...
No, you're thinking
a
panda.
Panda.
Oh.
You can eat a panda.
I'm thinking like Iceland or something. He said Asia.
Somewhere in Asia. Well, because I always think about all the exotic foods that they eat.
This is true.
And they push it to the limit. Like they mess with blowfish that are toxic, but they know how to cut the toxic sex
snake
out.
Venom, all of it, man.
Yeah, man. I could see them offering up there over there.
And why it's interesting to a fatal dose of vitamin A. Like a vitamin could become fatal if you get too much of it.
Well, what does vitamin A do?
What does vitamin A do?
Oh, I don't know.
It's obviously in there because you need, A through K or
it's
something
in there.
Like that,
right? Oh, it's in the alphabet. I mean.
Vitamin A is a nutrient important to your vision, growth, cell division, reproduction, and immunity.
So you don't just get supervision from getting too much of the vitamin A. It could be fatal if taken in excessive doses. And then the last question becomes, why would their liver be so full of vitamin A? Right?
Yeah.
Because, look, a polar bear liver... Right. When you look at something like that, why is that? And does that have healing properties of some kind? Because it's so dosed up with vitamin A. You know,
why aren't we using this?
And for this to be a thing, then they're eating it for a reason. Right. So they must have beliefs from, this healed this back. So in our culture, we eat the liver of our polar bear.
I'm going to toss a theory out there. I think Jen's researching it, but this is what I think. I think it's because they're polar bears and they live in such rough, harsh conditions that they have to have high levels of vitamin A.
Yeah, for the things that it provides, right?
For it provides, immunity, vision.
Yeah.
All that good stuff. I think it's their environment.
That makes sense. That makes sense because that's right. The animals are creatures of their environments.
Yeah.
And their attributes are for them to survive in those environments.
Yeah.
That makes total sense.
I think so.
But then again, why would you eat?
Why would you eat that?
And then, you know,
if you're living somewhere where there's polar bears and you kill one for the winter and, you know, they gut it and probably eat every bit of it.
Ooh.
Yeah. Someone found out the hard way.
I wonder if there's like polar bear steak.
To your point, someone found out the hard way. Like, how does that fact come about?
Right.
Unless it happened.
How did they know that's why they
eat? Oh, yeah. You can't eat that, y'all.
Oh, shit, man. Did he eat the liver?
Oh.
Man, that's why I was over here on this side of the table, man. Greedy ass.
There's enough vitamin A in one polar bear liver to kill 52 people.
Get out.
Yeah. They did the math.
That's an interesting fact.
Is interesting.
Polar bears are top carnivores. And that's why they have so much vitamin A in their liver.
Okay, so they consume
lots of meat
to vitamin A to process it.
It just says polar bears are top carnivores that bioaccumulate vitamin A produced by marine algae lower down the food chain.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Well, it's a good fact to know in case you're ever offered that stuff.
Yep.
Right? Yeah.
Or if there's unidentified liver on the table.
Is that polar bear liver?
Mm-hmm. Don't eat it. Yeah. Like what liver? What animal did that come from?
Yeah.
Well, we are in Wisconsin. We hunt deer here.
Yeah.
So that's a deer's
liver. That's a deer's liver.
Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you. And I will not have none.
I still won't have any because liver is gross. I mean, that's a fact that's cool. Like, okay, you got that, but I would never eat it anyway because I don't eat liver. I just can't. No, man, I'm good. Where's the meat at?
Good.
Where's the, meat?
Help me.
Let's do one more, Jen.
All right.
Cherry on top. It better be good.
Damn good.
See, I gave my forearm. I was like, what's going on with you?
If you see a male who's been in an accident and he has a massive boner, he probably has spinal damage. So you don't move them.
Wow.
Sir, are you okay? I'm just going to take it. So if you stop to help someone, let me check your penis.
Yes.
I think your spine's
spinal.
Okay.
What?
Wait. don't move him. Check if he has spinal injuries.
Yeah.
And if someone's at the accident and they have a boner and they're not a victim of the accident, get away from them.
Wait, come back. I might have a spinal injury. Listen, that's actually a
Nobody's going to know.
Okay, that one was kind of silly. So
no, that wasn't silly. That's a great one
to
end
on. That's a good one.
Because, listen, that's a cool fact that you need, right? Mm-hmm. Like, that you wouldn't know. Because what if you were trying to help someone and that was like, why do you have a boner right now?
Yeah.
Like, you're bleeding. You were just in an accident. Like, that would, I would probably be like, kind of, maybe my head would be like, oh, his body's in shock.
Mm. What's the reason? Is there like a chemical that's released that causes?
They didn't say. Maybe something that goes from the spine to there, the nerve.
The nerves, maybe.
Oh. Right?
But like, I feel like that's never come. Mm. Bro, you know, you've seen, I guess in movies they wouldn't do it. They're like, this has to be accurate.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't just claim the guy has a spinal injury and he has no erection.
You got to get
fix
it.
Fix this. Get this shit done in post. Like, this is the most accurate movie that's ever been made.
No. Action.
I can't tell. Just put a dildo in there. Let's make this right.
Yeah, let's make it right.
But I think, but that's an interesting fact, right?
Yeah.
And
oh my gosh.
I can't get
that. That is so interesting.
Somebody runs up. Wait, don't move him.
Don't move him.
You see that?
It's spinal.
He's got a spinal injury.
You know, like when Mike Tyson said, my back hurt, it's spinal. You should have just looked like, is it?
Does that mean you have a boner?
Right.
That's a good one.
It's spinal.
I think that's I'm good if that's the last one, or did you guys want to do one more? Or did you find one more that's worth running through?
I don't think this one really would save your life.
Maybe do some rapid fire last minute ones.
Yeah, your gut is often right. Trust your gut.
Okay.
That's a dope.
If you get the urge to get up and move or leave or ignore someone, it could be because your subconscious brain picked up on something and might save you later.
That's a good point.
If your house smells like fish for no reason, there could be an electrical fire.
Fish?
Yeah.
That's good to know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I've heard that
if you're
before.
Not cooking fish.
Yeah. I've heard rotten eggs for
gas leak.
Yeah, gas leak.
Oh, and I know that smell.
Yeah.
I've mm-hmm. smelled that. Okay. Fish for electric fire. That's good to know. Mm-hmm. That's actually a good one.
If you are a woman and you're being followed in a city, a liquor store or corner stores are great places to hide because clerks are great people to tell to help you. So don't wander around if you think you're being followed. Just go into a liquor store.
But why a liquor store or a corner store? I feel like that's where people get jacked. That's where people get jacked right outside the liquor store. Mm-hmm. The shady characters right outside the corner store.
Or at least that's where they see people that said this.
What if the advice be any store that has a clerk?
Shoot. I'm going to a grocery store.
You're walking past the grocery store. Yeah. You're like, gotta find a liquor store.
Because, you know, grocery stores, a lot of them have security guards.
Yeah.
Or like a security department.
Yeah.
I'm going to a grocery
store.
That
one's, I ain't buying that one. That one's kind of like, come on, man.
Yeah. Right. That must have been.
You just don't know what it's like to be a woman.
Oh.
Okay.
But I'm saying, though.
I'm just kidding. I know what you mean.
Yeah. But I get it.
If it's cloudy outside and you suddenly feel static run down your body and your hair starts to raise.
Mm. Oh, shoot.
You better pucker them cheeks and drop to the ground. Lightning is about to strike.
You?
Yeah.
I've heard that before.
That's scary.
Yeah.
That's
and scary, the best man. Way, yeah, the best spot is your butt.
Oh, so you just sit down?
Yeah, you tuck your booty under, you tuck your head underneath and you stick that booty up.
Oh.
If your butt's in the air, you won't get struck?
No, you'll still get struck.
But that's the safest place.
It's just not deathly. Yeah.
Oh,
where did
you
learn that?
Yeah,
that's an interesting fact.
Yeah.
Where'd you learn that?
I don't even know. I just know that because I love watching tornadoes and,
and
reading
you're
up on lightning
stuff.
And storms and
so
stuff.
So if you feel those feelings, you're about to get struck by lightning, ass up, face mm-hmm. down.
Yep.
Ass up, face down.
It's the best spot.
And you will survive the lightning
you'll
storm.
More likely survive it. Because if it's coming to your head,
so that's going to be a new code for Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lightning storm coming.
Mm-hmm. You should just do something.
Assume
like
the position.
She's like, oh my God.
Assume the position.
And you're like,
the lightning storm is coming.
Nobody's
going
to know. Nobody's going
to
know.
This is the safest way for you to take it.
If you think you're being followed home, don't drive home. Go to a police station, fire station, or somewhere public.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. That makes sense. Oh, let's hit one more.
Hit it.
Hit it.
If you are, I'm not even going to read this. You're going to hear it first.
Okay.
With me. If you're lightheaded and feel like you're going to pass out, prioritize sugar. Diabetic or not, the brain needs sugar at the same time as it needs blood and oxygen. It's not always the answer, but it won't make anything worse and it could save your life.
Okay. That's a good
one. Wow.
That's interesting. Yeah. And on that one,
all right,
we will finish this.
I guess we'll finish
like
it with a sugar
man.
Pack.
Just have sugar packs in your survival kit.
Garage door springs will kill you if you don't if you try to fix them yourself.
I would imagine.
I believe
those
it.
Things are massive.
Oh, I've seen it. Oh yeah.
Don't mess with any.
I've looked
really
at those before. Like
size springs, mm-hmm. They look strong.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Look. Strong like bull.
More people are killed by vending machines than shark attacks.
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
Have you ever even seen anyone under a vending machine?
I haven't seen anybody attacked by
Who's
a shark.
Who's under a vending machine? What the heck?
Jennifer said, I ain't seen anybody attacked by a shark either.
Yeah.
Well, apparently it happened. I mean, entire movie franchise is over that shit, about that shit. It's happening. It's happening somewhere on a coast somewhere.
Oh, my gosh.
So where's the movie about the attacking vending machines? If that shit's happening so often.
Now there's going to be a documentary about it.
Oh, man. That's a good
I'd
one.
I'd watch it. If someone could break it down, like I want to know how it's happened.
I really want to know.
Every
like,
year.
Yeah.
2,000 people.
Did you know?
Oh, man.
Like due to like rickety legs or something? Mm. Like,
yeah, because people want their snack if it doesn't give it to them, or they want to knock
something
out of it.
Oh, maybe trying rocking.
Yeah.
Like imagine if you can't.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Oh.
All right. Well, on that note.
On that note, yeah.
We're going to end this episode. So, thank you for listening to Unrequested. And, dude.
You didn't ask for it.
Why? Why do I struggle with that? Thank you for watching Unrequested.
Oh.
Watching.
Well, watching and listening.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Thank you for listening to Unrequested. You didn't ask for it.
But you got it.
And as the old saying goes.
Bye. Bye.